It's a hometown tradition, playing under the bright lights in front of family and friends, playing for the pride and glory of the name across the front of the jersey, playing for the love of the game. The hometown tradition continues. Your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, is your home for high school sports. The games on Eagle Country 99.3 are powered by
Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the City of Lawrenceburg, Dearborn County Health Department, DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro, Rising Sun, and Lawrenceburg, Herring Heating and Cooling, Ag Ford, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, U.S. Army Lawrenceburg Recruiting Station, Dearborn County Citizens Against Substance Abuse, Safe Passage, Boardway Fuels, St. Elizabeth Healthcare, and Whitewater Motor Company in Milan.
The hometown tradition continues right now on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
It's the hardwood war of I-74. Harrison, East Central, doing battle tonight in the Buckeye State. Hello, everyone. Good evening, and thanks for joining us for high school basketball on Eagle Country 99.3 and heard worldwide at EagleCountryOnline.com with Chuck Thomas. I'm Mike Perleberg. This is the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan pregame show, the most trusted name in the car business. Chuck, Harrison, East Central meeting up. Doesn't matter if it's football, tennis, volleyball, basketball,
soccer,
speech team,
yes,
whatever it is, you know, both teams are going to be giving their all.
Big rivalry. You know, you say it's a rivalry, but if it's a rivalry, the wins have to be pretty close. And right now, that's not the case. But I will say this. None of the victories that I can remember that East Central has came easy. It's a battle. It's very physical, and it's a fun game to watch.
Well, East Central has won the last five meetings between these two programs in boys varsity basketball. Last Harrison win was January 25th of 2014. Last year, East Central won it at home 55-45. Chuck, right now, this East Central Trojans basketball team, they are almost scoring at will. They are averaging about 65 points per game this season. Their last four games, they've won them all, and they've scored 70 points or more in those four consecutive games.
Yes, and they got four kids that can flat score, and I'll let you talk about them in a minute. I know we talked about them off the air. And the fifth guy is a defensive specialist, and I understand he had two or three threes the other night. So, yeah, you're right, they can score. I will say this, they're doing a lot of scoring against teams that aren't real, real defensive demons. I think we talked that off the air. Mm-hmm. They played their, Rushville, Franklin County, South Dearborn, Harrison, and then Columbus East next week, 3-7. They had losing records. On the other hand, their next seven games are against teams that have winning records and are really, really good. I think that is good for East Central coming down to sectional time and conference championship time. Those implications are strong.
East Central 8-5. Speaking of the conference, they are 3-0 in the EIAC. Of course, not a conference game tonight, but you talk about those number of scoring options for East Central. They got four players averaging double figures, and not just like 10 points per game.
No.
But you got guys 14 points per game or more, four guys. That's A.J. Messmore, Logan Rohrbacher, Trevor Becker, and Luke Collinsworth. He's leading the way with about 18.5 points and 11 rebounds per game, averaging a double-double, is the junior center for East Central, Luke Collinsworth. How about Harrison? You know, a little bit of the flip side of the coin for Harrison. They aren't scoring enough. This is a team that's offensively challenged. Admittedly, head coach Andy Marks says that there are times where they just have a hard time finding the bucket.
Yeah, their leading scorer, Neiman, he's 6'6". And that's going to be an interesting matchup between him and Luke. I think what you're going to see is one of them guys getting foul trouble. That I'll make that prediction. That's not a I'm like Captain Obvious, I think, on that one. But they're going to go at each other. They're going to play man-to-man, so you know they're going to go against each other.
That 6'6 guy is Will Neiman, a senior for Harrison. He is their leading scorer at 12.2 points per game, averages about 7 rebounds per game as well. Also, you got to watch out for Connor Kinnett. That's a name that Harrison Athletics fans are very familiar with. Star football quarterback. He's committed to the University of Indianapolis, but he's a star on the hardwood, too, 11.6 points per game, and he is their leading rebounder at 9 boards per contest.
Absolutely, and he he's been an all-conference mention the last 2 years, and I'm thinking it'll probably be this year too. He, you know, because of their football team, they had quite a run in the tournament, and so he's only played 8 games. I think this is his 9th game, so he's just now rounding into basketball shape.
Also averaging in double figures for Harrison is C.J. Young, who averages 11 points per game, and other players contributing for the Wildcats are Cole Combs and Sean Lawhorn. The Wildcats come into this contest 6-7. They are 4-4 in the Southwestern Ohio Conference. They have played their last game this past Tuesday, a loss against Edgewood, 43-37. Harrison on their home court tonight, hoping to get back in the win column. They'll have to do it against their I-74 rival, the East Central Trojans. We'll take a break here on the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan pregame show. And when we come back, we'll hear from the head coaches of these two teams in action tonight. This is High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Trust your propane and heating oil needs to Ward Way Fuels. At Ward Way, we're dedicated to keeping you warm and comfortable all winter. With our automatic delivery service, you have the peace of mind knowing your propane or oil supply is safe and sufficient. Ward Way's low prices and fast, friendly service makes them your first choice for oil and propane. Family owned and operated since 1981, we're Ward Way Fuels, fueling your warmth and comfort all year long.
Are you looking for a place for your business to call home? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Would you like your business to thrive in a unique community that's growing? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Do you want your business to be part of a proud, historic community that has its eyes on the future? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Year-round events, convenient location, great community. Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg-in.com.
Our family has been digging deeper for ways to save money. Natalie's digging in the sofa.
A quarter? Cha-ching!
We even found a way we could cut our energy bill up to 80%.
Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping our home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, the investment quickly pays for itself.
They're also a cleaner choice for the environment.
Call Jeff at Gehring today at 812-934-6088 or visit GehringInc.com and leave the digging
to the professionals at Gehring.
At Ivy Tech Community College, we're all a family because it's such a small classroom size and you get really close to both your teachers and your classmates. I'm Isabella and I'm with Ivy Tech Community College. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey, sportsball fans, this is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Don't let pain slow you down. Whether you're a competitive athlete or simply feeling the aches and pains of aging, Margaret Mary Health's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. William McDonald, can care for your bone and joint health. He treats patients of all ages and offers both surgical and non-surgical solutions for injuries and pain. Dr. McDonald sees patients at Margaret Mary's Physician Center in Batesville. To learn more, visit mmhealth.org/ortho.
Hi, everyone. This is Dearborn County Sheriff Shane McHenry. This year, there have been 294 arrests for operating a vehicle while intoxicated in Dearborn County. Driving buzzed or drunk is just not worth it. It's putting yourself and others' safety at risk, not to mention losing your license and the thousands of dollars it can cost you after being arrested. Please drink responsibly and use a designated driver to get home safely. Let's work together to keep our county safe. This message is brought to you by Dearborn County CASA, your local council for drug-free communities.
Hey, it's Bubba Bo. Wake up with me first thing every weekday morning on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
High school basketball on Eagle Country 99.3. This is the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan pregame show. East Central visiting Harrison tonight. Now joined by the head coach of the Trojans, that is Dave Disbro, 21 years at East Central. And coach, you're 8-5 at this juncture of the season on a four-game winning streak. And, well, the Trojans are scoring a lot of points this season, but especially as of late.
We have to because we can't guard anymore.
Yeah. Well, let's focus on the positive.
Yeah. We are scoring the ball pretty well right now. And we've got four guys that are probably averaging – I don't know, 14 or more. So it's a good thing. And then, like, John Hotel, who's probably our best defender, I mean, he had 10 or 12, what was it, Tuesday night or Wednesday night at South Dearborn. And I think he had, I think he had eight against Franklin County the Saturday before and hit two threes. So, yeah, and that's a good thing because we do have sometimes trouble guarding people.
Right. Well, what is it about defense? I mean, what are you trying to do to try and stop the other teams night in, night out?
That's a great question. I wish I could figure that out. Yeah. We don't guard very well, and we have tried a lot of different things. And we've got one guy that, you know, if you don't have a center on your team, makes it real difficult for us because we got to put him on somebody. And then we've got, you know, another guy who is a really, really good athlete, but sometimes he has trouble moving his feet and not putting his hands on people and, you know, watching a belt. And, I don't know if it's been that they never have had to do that or people haven't held him accountable or they just don't like to play on that end. We've got a lot of reasons that we think might be our problem there.
Yeah.
And we've tried a lot of things, and we have kind of played a lot of different defenses here lately. But if you score more points than the other team, you don't have to worry about defense. So that's what we're trying to do.
Exactly. At least you got that firing on all cylinders with the offense. But how about you mentioned your four scores, but let's focus on Luke Rohrbacher.
Logan Rohrbacher?
Yeah.
He handles the basketball for us. He's 2-1 in assists to turnovers. He's shooting it for a really good percentage from twos and threes. He makes really good decisions. He's a great kid. He's doing a lot of nice things for us.
And how about Collinsworth? Of course, senior of the year this year, football star, but a lot of people don't realize just how good he is on the basketball court, too.
He's got really good hands and feet.
Yeah.
He catches the ball. He catches the ball in traffic. He can rebound the basketball. He's in the right spot a lot of times. He'll tip it to himself. He goes and gets it really well. He is now East Central's all-time leading rebounder as of the South Dearborn game.
Great.
And he is 21 points from getting 1,000 tonight. So, as a junior, and he's a good basketball player.
He has 8 double-doubles, if I'm not mistaken. Is that about correct? I was looking at it today.
I would say that's correct. And yeah. And he's had some games here lately. He was one off of, I'm trying to think, who has the school record at East Central with 22? It was either Callahan or Janin, and he got 21 the other night. He's had some double-doubles where he's had 20-plus rebounds.
Coming off a 31-point performance, too, correct?
Hit 31 against South Dearborn and 8 rebounds. He was 4-for-6 from the three-point line, only 3-for-7 from the free throw line, but I think he only missed 2 twos that night. And, you know, he gets a lot of offensive rebounds. He gets a lot of stick backs. We get him the ball a lot, and sometimes that's difficult with having those other three scorers that like to score it, but he does a nice job of getting the ball back for himself also.
Double-edged sword, very tough to defend, but if he goes against a quick, tall guy, he's got to have some help from that weak side, right?
And that's why we've been playing a lot of 2-3 zone, and, you know, that's why we tried to play some of Fred's for his matchup last year, but I still thought that was getting him away from the basket, which is where we wanted him. So, you know, that's been part of us deciding on how to guard people, because if the other team doesn't have a center, sometimes it's tough for us defensively.
All right, and of course, Harrison, your opponent tonight, and what concerns you about the Wildcats? Of course, they don't score a lot of points, so maybe that'll get your defense in a groove, but we'll see.
It's like two worlds colliding, really, because we're pretty good offensively, and they're really good defensively. Them, as good as they are defensively, that's what scares me. They take pride in it. They work hard on it. They're always in position. They get steals. They do have trouble scoring, but they might not against East Central's defense, so we'll see.
One of the things coming across that state line, you know it, all of a sudden it gets much more physical. The officials let them play. I was down at the LaSalle game. LaSalle's a great team, but still very, very physical. And the calls are not, they're not just, they don't call the same game.
They don't. And, you know, Andy and I were talking about it before the game tonight, and he said even like the GCL officials, they're even worse than like the officials that they get. And he said that's kind of like the red badge of courage for them in that league and the referees. But you know, when people are getting tackled and when hands are all over you at all times and people are just right, it doesn't even look like basketball. You know, I was here Tuesday night and watched Edgewood and Harrison. There was very few fouls called. And you know, we've been to Ross and we've been to LaSalle and we're here tonight. So, you know, hopefully our guys understand that it's going to be physical.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach Disbrow. Good luck tonight against Harrison, and perhaps we'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you very much.
Dave Disbrow, head coach of the East Central Trojans, his team taking on Harrison tonight. This is the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan pregame show on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
We're here with Joe Earhart, physician assistant with Dr. David Argo at Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Joe, what are some of the new non-surgical ways that you guys are using to treat patients?
A growing topic in orthopedics is something called regenerative medicine. You can think of it as the opposite of degeneration, such as a degenerative joint. Regenerative therapies use the body's own natural processes to rebuild the joint or damaged tissue.
So it's a huge advantage for the patient.
Absolutely. It doesn't require surgery. The patient can come in and go home the same day. To find out if you're a candidate, visit us at BeaconOrtho.com.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army.
Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases,
develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe,
the Army is where all that can happen and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together
to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world.
And to win.
Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out.
For more information, call 812-209-8208 or stop by the Lawrenceburg Army Recruiting Center at 211 Walnut Street.
With 60 years of experience under our belts, we know a thing or two about the Ford F-Series. This knowledge has helped us become the number one volume Super Duty dealership in the tri-state for 4 straight years. We are your ultimate truck destination for a reason. Choose a Super Duty or world-famous F-150 from Hag Ford in 2020. Hag Ford, we are the difference. Shop online at HagFordSales.com.
At Ivy Tech Community College, we're all a family because it's such a small classroom size and you get really close to both your teachers and your classmates. I'm Isabella and I'm with Ivy Tech Community College. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hi everyone, this is Dearborn County Sheriff Shane McHenry. This year there have been 294 arrests for operating a vehicle while intoxicated in Dearborn County. Driving buzzed or drunk is just not worth it. It's putting yourself and others' safety at risk. Not to mention losing your license and the thousands of dollars it can cost you after being arrested. Please drink responsibly and use a designated driver to get home safely. Let's work together to keep our county safe. This message is brought to you by Dearborn County CASA, your local council for drug-free communities.
With a concentration in communication studies, I am now working for Ivy Tech in K-14. I work with high school students to get them college credit while they're still in high school. I'm Isabella, and I'm with Ivy Tech Community College. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey, it's Happy Jack, bridging the gap between Bubba Bo and Double T every weekday from 10 till 2 on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
High school basketball on Eagle Country 99.3. This is the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan pregame show, the most trusted name in the car business. Tonight, Harrison entertaining East Central. Joined right now by the head coach of the Wildcats. That is Andy Marks. Coach Marks, here you are, 6-7 at this point in the season. A little bit of inconsistency, trying to find a groove here against East Central tonight, but tell us how the year has gone so far for your Wildcats.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty right. It's been a little consistent. We're still kind of finding ourselves right now, to be quite honest with you. You know, missing some guys early on in the season with football, making a big run in the playoffs, getting guys healthy. We're still kind of trying to find our identity a little bit. We have been guarding. That's the biggest consistent thing. We've been doing really well. We've been playing really good defense, and I think it's kept us in games. And our biggest issue right now is just kind of finding our groove offensively and making sure we're doing a better job of sharing the basketball. Just kind of getting a really nice flow. But it's kind of goofy. You're still halfway through, a little more than halfway through the season. We're still trying to find out who we kind of are.
Yeah, I know you got a couple kids out, and one's going to return, hopefully, by the end of the season. Is that correct?
Is that the wish?
him returning, so that's Sam Heimkreider.
Right.
He tore up his knee really bad in the regional semifinal game in football. And he had meniscus surgery, but hopefully we would have to win a tournament game, I think, to get him back.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Sam's a great leader, and we do miss him a lot.
He's a good player.
He's a very good player. He shoots the ball really well, and he's our best off-the-ball defender. So we've kind of, in the summer, we did a lot of things for him, and so we kind of, refocused what we were doing. But other guys are filling in, and we're doing better. We're doing a good job.
Let's focus on the guys you got. That's Neiman, Kennett, and Young. Talk about their play this season.
Well, one thing they're doing, all three of them are doing really well, is they're rebounding the basketball great. So I think they've been playing really physical, all three of them have. I would like to see them be a little more efficient offensively. We haven't been efficient very well. Some of our shot selections got to get better. But all three of them, I thought, defended really well. That was a big challenge I kind of put on the beginning of the year. And they rebound the ball really well. They're competing in practice every day, so the level of practice is really high. But the big thing for us tonight is we got to score the ball. I mean, we just got to do a better job scoring the ball. We can't be doing that 35%. It's got to be 45 to 50% from the field.
Yeah. East Central presents a challenge because they got four kids that can score the ball. So, any tricks? I mean,
I'm not a real big gimmick guy, just because you only have so much time during the day. We want to be really good at what we do. So, we're basically a man-to-man team. We'll play a little bit of zone here and there, and we'll adjust our coverages with how we defend people. We label guys zero, ones, or twos. If they're a zero guy, we give them zero space. If they're one guy, we give them a step for the dribble. If they're two guys, we can play off. So they got a lot of zeros and ones, and they got a really great big kid inside. So the biggest problem it does present for us is how we're going to have to defend him. It starts there. So we'll have different coverages for how we guard him man-to-man. We'll front sometimes and try to help from the backside. We'll play three quarters and dig, and then we'll do some double teaming too. But then we just got to do a good job getting out to their shooters. That's the biggest thing. So if we can take away their initial looks on some of their early sets and make them have just to play basketball, we feel good about that. We want to have extended possessions on both sides of the floor. If we can do that and extend possessions, then we feel pretty confident about what we can do. But they're hard to guard. You're right. They got great players, and Coach Disbert does a super job. So it does present a big challenge.
All right, Coach Andy Marks, thanks for the time.
Thanks,
and
appreciate it.
Good luck tonight against EC.
All right, thanks, guys.
Andy Marks, head coach of the Wildcats. His comments part of the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan pregame show. This is Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army.
Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases,
develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe,
the Army is where all that can happen and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together
to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world,
and to win.
Ask yourself, what's your warrior?
And go to GoArmy.com to find out.
For more information, call 812-209-8208 or stop by the Lawrenceburg Army Recruiting Center at 211 Walnut Street.
In today's fast-paced world, more Americans than ever report feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Starting February 11th, join Margaret Mary Health for Stop Stress This Minute, a program designed to teach participants how to lower their stress level and manage stress in a healthy way. This three-part series costs just $15 and will be held at Margaret Mary's main campus. Registration is required by calling 812-933-5583.
The flu is a serious illness, and each year's strain is different and unpredictable. For your convenience, DeVille Pharmacies offers no-wait flu vaccines for patients 11 years old and over. We can bill insurance with little to no cost to you. Whatever you do, make sure you get your flu shot each year. DeVille Pharmacies, Dillsboro, Lawrenceburg, and Rising Sun, your family's hometown pharmacy.
Hey, sportsball fans, this is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Ivy Tech Community College is very affordable. It has some fantastic teachers, and the advising staff is amazing. I'm Andrew, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to Harrison High School, the Harrison Activity Center. With Chuck Thomas, I'm Mike Furleberg, getting ready for the tip between East Central and Harrison in boys high school basketball here on this cold and wet Saturday night in Harrison, Ohio. Chuck, how about a look at our Hag Ford keys to the game before tip?
It's on Harrison. Harrison's got to figure out a way to stop Collinsworth inside. Neiman's going to have to play a great game. They're going to have to continue their defense the way they played. In basketball, defense is great, but you've got to score more points than the other team, obviously. And EC seems to have a lot more firepower than the Wildcats. So they're going to have to play great defense, slow it down, get the pace almost to where you want to go to sleep, and then, you know, beat them 38 to 36 or something like that.
That'd be Harrison's ideal game, wouldn't
it? Yep.
That's your Hag Ford keys to the game. Hag Ford's been family owned and operated for over 55 years. Stop by on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand new Ford today. Check out their inventory online at hagfordsales.com. Let's introduce you to the starting lineups. We'll start with the visiting East Central Trojans. They come in at 8-5. Coach Dave Disbrow's lineup tonight to start includes two guards, AJ Messmore and Logan Rohrbacher. The two forwards, John Hotel and Trevor Becker, and at center for East Central was Luke Collinsworth. Harrison, their head coach Andy Marks, his team comes in at 6-7. Their starting lineup, two guards, Hayden Bill and Cole Combs, both seniors. The forwards, both seniors, Connor Kennett and CJ Young. And at center, a fifth senior in the starting lineup for Harrison, center 6'6", number four, Will Neiman. It'll be Neiman going up for the tip off against Trevor Becker for East Central, and Neiman wins it for the Harrison Wildcats to start. Just like in Indiana, 8-minute quarters in Ohio. High school basketball playing here in Ohio tonight. East Central crossing the state line, facing their second Ohio team. They played LaSalle earlier this season and lost that game 84-37 back on January 7th. Hoping to get a win here in the Buckeye State tonight. Harrison swinging it around the perimeter, down into the right corner. C.J. Young, bounce pass to Kennett on the baseline. He's working against Collinsworth. East Central with the man-to-man D. Here's a three-point shot on the way from Connor Kennett. No good. Rebounds loose on the floor beneath the bucket. And it'll be a jump ball going the way of the East, or pardon me, timeout called by East Central. As they had the ball tied up on the floor. Timeouts presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Doctors David Argo, Robert Rolfe, Jaideep Chunduri, Sam Koo, and Matt Johansson can meet your injury needs. Check them out. Lawrenceburg, Batesville, and Green Township are their locations, or go online at beaconortho.com.
Harrison had great ball movement. They reversed it two or three times, got the shot they want. They just missed it. Looks like East Central is playing a bit of a matchup zone.
Last meeting, January 29th of 2019, that game at East Central. East Central won it 55-45. Luke Collinsworth posted 21 points in that game. Will Neiman led Harrison with 10 points and 8 rebounds. And Connor Kennett, he added 8 points and 13 boards. 7:19 to go here in the first quarter out of that Harrison timeout. No inbound from beneath their own bucket on the baseline. Looking to throw it in as Cole Combs gets it in underneath to Will Neiman. Quickly up with it and puts it in for two. The first bucket of the game scored by Harrison. East Central's first possession of the contest. Right side, Logan Rohrbacher passes into the backcourt for John Hotel. Gives it up for Messmore. Messmore dribbling to the right. Gives it up for Rohrbacher. He dribbles down to the baseline behind the backboard. Passes outside for Collinsworth, who puts up a three-point shot. Backpedaling, Collinsworth falls down, is quick to get up, but the three-point was no good. Rebound by Harrison. At the other end, a shot quickly by C.J. Young. He's fouled in the process. And pardon me, before the shot, he was fouled. That foul committed by East Central's 52. Luke Collinsworth picking up his first.
Hate to pick up those early fouls. Only a
Actually,
couple minutes
off
the clock.
Rohrbacher picking that one up, his first. And down by Harrison. C.J. Young, top of the arc, passes to his right for Neiman. Neiman off to the left for Bills. Bills looking to his left, instead passes to the right for Connor Kennett. He'll let a three-point shot go in the face of Collinsworth and knocks it down. Harrison out to a 5-0 lead with 6.5 to go here in the first quarter.
Worked the ball well.
Becker handling it between the circles, passes to his left for Hotel. Harrison, man-to-man defense up top. Down low, Collinsworth off the glass and in for two.
A little high-low, and they could not handle the big kid inside, all 6'6", 280 pounds of him.
Logan Rohrbacher with the assist down to Collinsworth, who finishes at close range. At the Harrison end of the court, outside for Cole Combs, off to his left for Neiman. Neiman lets the three-point shot go, no good. Rebound into the corner, bouncing, and touch last, knocked out of bounds by Hayden Bill. It'll be East Central basketball. They trail 5-2, 5:50 to go in the first quarter.
Pretty quick shot. Little surprised that he was open, but I think you can get that shot just about any time.
Becker, quick move inside. Jump shot in the lane, no good. A rebound by Harrison's Connor Kennett. He's bringing the ball up the court. Kennett, the shorts about halfway down the thighs there. It's a lot different from when I was in high school and the baggy shorts were the thing. These days, those mid-length shorts are the thing in basketball. See it all the time in college and pro game for that matter.
When I was in high school, it was like girls' volleyball shorts.
It's a little too short back in those days.
Yep.
Kind of a nice compromise between the 90s look and the 60s, 70s look. There's a three-point shot knocked down by Harrison, C.J. Young, and Harrison out 8-2. Three-point shot knocked down by Luke Collinsworth at the other end. That makes it 8-5.
He has all five of the East Central's points.
Foul committed by Logan Rohrbacher, and if that's Rohrbacher, that's going to be his second, and actually called, luckily for East Central, on John Hotel. That's his first.
Coach Disbro would have been real upset with having two fouls on him with less than 4 minutes into the game.
Second team foul against East Central. Ball inbounded, tipped by Becker. It still ends up in the hands of Connor Kennett. Kennett down against Collinsworth through the bucket. Draws a foul on Collinsworth, and Kennett will get to the line to shoot two. Collinsworth looking at the officials in disbelief. That'll be his first, team's third.
Luke probably, this early in the game, probably should have just put his hands up, moved his feet, played defense with his feet. Didn't look like there was a lot of contact, but from the angle that the official had, he called a foul.
Connor Kennett at the free throw line, misses the first. Score remains 8-5. 6-3 Kennett, recently committing to play football at the University of Indianapolis. Of course, a standout quarterback for the Harrison High School football team. Finished last season number 32 on the Ohio High School Athletic Association all-time list for most passing yards in a season with 3,761 in one season. Here's a three-point shot at the other end. No good by A.J. Messmore. 9-5, Harrison leads. They have the ball. Three-point shot in the corner quickly by Cole Combs is no good. Collinsworth has the rebound for East Central. Passes to Rohrbacher. He brings it across midcourt quickly. Rohrbacher passes to Messmore. Back to Rohrbacher. Back to Messmore. Baseline move by A.J., and he finishes with the right-hand lay-in. That makes it 9-7. Harrison still with the lead. East Central pressing now.
Little 2-2-1.
Pass ahead. C.J. Young to the bucket and finishing off the glass for two. That'll be 5 points now on the night for Young. Inside 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Whistle blown as East Central brings the ball across midcourt.
I don't know what the call is.
Kennett's going to come out. An official's timeout. I think Kennett might have an injury or maybe some blood coming from somewhere. He's going to get some attention from the trainer.
He's going to have over his eye, it looks like.
Yeah, maybe got a cut. That's an official saw blood and blew a whistle and took him out. Stepping in for Kennett is big number zero, Brady Robertson, the 6'7 junior. Three-point attempt by Collinsworth. No good. Offensive rebound finds its way into the hands of Aiden Necht. And Necht puts up a shot. It's rejected out of bounds. It'll stay here with East Central, but that gets the Harrison bench and student section up on their feet.
Big number zero.
That's Robertson coming in and having a quick impact on the defensive side with that swat. 11-7. Harrison leading East Central basketball. Collinsworth let three-point shot fly. Just a hair short. Rebound goes to Young. Young pushing it up the court quickly to the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Passes outside for Hayden Bill. Off to his left for Cole Combs. Combs passes to the right for Young. Young down the lane and able to
travel.
Nope, called for traveling. Looked like he was trying to kind of take a hop step into a defender. No defender was there to draw a foul on.
He
got called for steps.
He took a big couple steps trying to run into Luke, trying to get that second foul, but the official right on the money.
Yep. So Harrison tipping their hand there a little bit. Luke better be careful down there. He gets the lob pass inside. Does Collinsworth here. Double teamed on the block. Backing up, Robertson gets to the bucket, puts it in, draws the foul, and Luke Collinsworth will go to the line to try and make it three. That's 7 points already for Luke Collinsworth, and a chance to make it eight here if he can complete the three-point play.
There's a lot of beef going against each other right there.
Oh, yeah. Robertson at 6'7", Collinsworth at 6'6".
Both of them well over 250, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Luke this season, East Central's leading scorer, 18.5 points per game. Also their leading rebounder with 10.9 boards per game. Hits the free throw. This season he's been a so-so free throw shooter at 63%.
He has 8 of the 10 points for the Trojans right now.
Yep.
2-2-1 press.
11-10. Harrison with the 1-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Yep, Becker the only Trojan pressing. Harrison able to break it into the corner. Peyton plows, dribbles back towards the top, pass to the left side, around the perimeter they go. Neiman, three-point attempt, no good. Becker has the board for East Central. Trevor bringing it down the court quickly, into the lane, picks up his dribble, looking for somebody to dump it off to. He finds Messmore outside. He goes quickly to Collinsworth on the low block, who's double-teamed, back outside to Messmore, open for three, and he knocks it down, making him pay for double-teaming Collinsworth down low.
5 point. Now it's a 1-2-2.
Cole Combs into the corner. Three-point attempt by Plows. No good. East Central with the lead, 13-11, and they have the ball. Hotel down low to Collinsworth. Collinsworth inside, bump it up against Kennett. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out, picked up by Messmore on the far sideline. He gets it to Becker. Becker steps inside, picks up the dribble, trying to pivot. Tries to go up, draw a foul, and he does manage to. Bailed out by Will Neiman, the senior for Harrison, picking that one up. That'll be his first and the team's second with 1:58 to go in the first quarter.
Becker averaging 13.9. Was out for a couple games with an ankle injury. Seems to be healthy tonight.
Free throw up and no good from Becker. Hold the second one coming up. Substitution for the Wildcats out of the game is Neiman with his first personal there. And checking it for him is C.J. Young back into the game.
Becker, 61% shooter from the foul line.
Free throw up and good from Becker. 14-11 East Central.
This press has accomplished what East Central wants to do. It's a 1-2-2, and they've quickened the pace up, and it's not advantageous to Harrison, I don't think.
Becker, first point of the night there, averaging 16 per game this season. Jump shot on the baseline, no good from Harrison's Cole Combs. Collinsworth has the board.
Shooting way too quick.
Becker, baseline dribble, knocked underneath the
nice
bucket.
Pass
to
a great
him, bailing him out. Was John Hotel who finishes after the assist from Becker. Hotel saw his teammate down there in trouble, trapped beneath the basket in the baseline, and was able to come in quickly, get the open pass, and finish for two. 16-11, East Central. Kennett dribbles into the corner, passes back up top for Plows. All the way around the three-point arc they go for Matthew Chuck. Now inside, Kennett gets around Collinsworth, cannot finish, however. Rebound tipped out to Becker. Becker, top of the arc, passes to his left for Necht. Necht gives it up for Hotel. Hotel into the lane, has the ball poked away, gathers it back in, passes outside. Messmore open for three, and he makes him pay again.
They need a timeout.
Messmore now at 8 points, tying Collinsworth for the game high at the moment with 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. East Central, again, Becker the only man pressing there. Matthew Chuck, cross-court pass to Cole Combs in the corner. To Young, off to the left for Plows, off to the left for Chuck. Back to the right for Combs, 25 seconds and counting. Harrison
Want to try and slow it down here, trailing 19-11. Well, East Central's sort of game here in the first quarter. 19 points for the Trojans in the first 8 minutes of play. Pass. Top of the key for Young. Tries to go up with it. Shot swatted outside for Chuck. Puts up a three-point shot. No good. A rebound goes to East Central's Trevor Becker, and he will be fouled with 0.9 seconds remaining in the quarter. That foul whistled against Harrison's number 15. That'd be C.J. Young picking up his first, team's third, with a hair under a second remaining in the first quarter. East Central will have it, but they'll have to go the length of the court with less than a second on the clock. 9/10 is all they got. Full court pass from Hotel down to Becker, and going up and getting it was Young, and that'll be the end of the quarter.
Becker's lucky he didn't get a foul coming over his.
19-11, the score at the end of the first quarter. We're back with the second quarter after this. It's High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Civista Bank offers checking accounts that match the way you live. Learn more at civista.bank. Member FDIC. Focused on you. Thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Harrison, Hidden Valley, and Hebron.
Make plans today to celebrate Valentine's Day at Eric's Bayview Grill. Savor handcrafted cocktails and a surf and turf dinner for two featuring fresh, plump lobster tails, filet medallions, shareable sides, and finish with a delectable dessert for two. Eric's Bayview Grill, US 50 in Aurora.
Trust your propane and heating oil needs to Ward Way Fuels. At Ward Way, we're dedicated to keeping you warm and comfortable all winter. With our automatic delivery service, you have the peace of mind knowing your propane or oil supply is safe and sufficient. Ward Way's low prices and fast, friendly service makes them your first choice for oil and propane. Family owned and operated since 1981, we're Ward Way Fuels, fueling your warmth and comfort all year long.
Hey, it's Bubba Bo. Get all the news, weather, and traffic you need to start your day with me on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Start the second quarter between East Central and Harrison. Ward Way Fuels is your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit wardway.com. They are the sponsor of the player who fueled their team. We'll talk about throughout the broadcast tonight, fueling their team in the first quarter. For East Central was A.J. Messmore, 8 points, and a couple three-pointers included in that. Quick foul committed by, offensively, by East Central's A.J. Messmore. Right on cue there with the player who fueled their team, picking up his first personal, fourth team foul. East Central 19, Harrison 11. Wildcats with the basketball now. C.J. Young, top of the arc, passes off to his right for Cole Combs. Back to Young. Down the lane, over Messmore, with the floater, got it to go, C.J. Young.
Penetrated right down the middle of the paint, went over Collinsworth for the jump shot, kind of a floater in the middle, nice shot.
Messmore, near midcourt, passes.
Good spin move inside.
Looking underneath for Collinsworth, cut into the bucket, and Connor Kennett, no choice but to foul Collinsworth to prevent the easy deuce, and Luke will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Great pass in there by Rohrbacher, and a nice spin move. He started to come into the paint. The defensive man came with him, span around, and he's got such a massive body that created a lot of space. Nice pass. He gets foul shot. Only a 54% shooter on the line.
Collinsworth at the free throw line at 31 points the other night against South Dearborn. That was a 74-48 runaway victory for the Trojans back on Wednesday night.
Mike, look at this press. They got Becker, 6'4", right at the point. It's so hard to throw over him, and he's pretty active. Got those long arms. Makes it tough in this 1-2-2 press.
After one of two free throws made by Collinsworth, it is 20-13. Harrison down. They have the ball. Trying to save it from going out of bounds was Kennett. Bounced it off of Collinsworth. Kennett gathers it back. Cutting to the bucket is Young. He draws the foul and makes the shot. Nice play by Connor Kennett on the sideline there. Saving it from going out of bounds. Bouncing it off of Collinsworth. After it hit Collinsworth, though, it managed to stay in bounds and was saved by the Wildcats, and then Young cut into the bucket on the opposite side, got the pass and finished. C.J. Young at the free throw line, the 6'2 senior for the Wildcats, their third leading scorer with 11.4 points per game, also 5.5 rebounds per game this season for C.J. He hits that free throw.
Puts him in double figures already in the half.
Completes the three-point play, 20-16 the score. Here's Collinsworth, double-teamed inside, spinning. Fadeaway jump shot, no good, but he's knocked to the ground in the process, and Luke will go to the line to shoot two more. Collinsworth, I should mention, needs 21 points tonight to reach 1,000 for his career, and only a junior.
Who'd they
he's
call
got
that
nine
foul?
Already. That foul signaled against Harrison's number 10, Sean Walhorn.
I don't know
if that's Walhorn's out there.
Sure didn't. I thought it was.
15 foul against Harrison.
I definitely didn't think he was the one at that.
Collinsworth makes that free throw, and I'll give him 10 points now, so he'll need 11 more to get to that 1,000-point club. And that one spins out of the bucket. Rebound tipped out by East Central. Harrison will have it, trailing 21-16 with 6:46 to go in the second quarter.
Now they've switched the press up to a
2-2-1.
Looks like it.
Kinnett catches it just across midcourt. Gives it for Bill. Cut into the bucket. Back outside. Kinnett for three.
In and out.
In and out. And Collinsworth has the board for the Trojans. Messmore will bring it up the court for East Central. Explodes toward the baseline. Passes to Becker in the corner. He's on the baseline. Back outside for Messmore and knocks it down. A.J. Messmore, another three-point basket. Give him 11 now. Three three-pointers. Messmore.
If you let him have that much room, he's going to score a lot of points.
24-16 the score. Harrison, better watch. They don't get down too much further here. Again, this Wildcats team doesn't score with quite the same frequency that East Central has
that
this season.
That was an awful easy shot right
inside,
there.
Inside, no good by Neiman. Gets his own rebound. Tipped out by East Central. Touch last by Becker. It'll stay here with the Wildcats. Neiman had a good shot there.
Yeah.
Knew he should have made it. Kind of disappointed he didn't, but Harrison does retain possession. Cole Combs will be the trigger man in the baseline inbound. Lobs it into the backcourt for Kinnett. Connor catches it. Guarded by Collinsworth. Not playing closely, however. And Kinnett's not been shy of shooting the three-point shot when Collinsworth's playing off of him.
Way short.
Young for three in the corner. Yep. No good. Messmore will step up. Quick three from him. When you're feeling it, why not? Heat check there does not go. C.J. Young has the rebound for Harrison. Back down the other way. Ball poked away. Messmore comes up with it. Pass ahead to Becker. Becker behind the back dribble as he comes across midcourt. Ball poked away by Combs. Young has it for Harrison. .515 and counting before halftime. East Central 24, Harrison 16 in this Battle of I-74 Boys Basketball Edition. Cole Combs, far sideline in front of the Trojan bench, passes towards center court for Hayden Bill. Bounce pass near sideline for C.J. Young. Young looking cross court. Will dribble back towards between the circles. They find Kinnett in the corner, open for three. He has the quick trigger, lets it go, and knocks it down.
7
Connor
points.
Kinnett.
Going for 11.
At the other end. Rohrbacher has the ball slapped away from him as he enters the paint. Kinnett brings it down the court for Harrison. Off to his left for Combs. Combs, left sideline for Young. Up top for Bill. Now Kinnett. Back to Combs. Guarded by Messmore. Outside Kinnett. Another three-point attempt from him. This one no good. A rebound tipped out by Becker. He has it. Fast break. Becker, jump shot in the lane. No good. Kinnett with the rebound for the Wildcats. Cole Combs will slow it down coming across midcourt. To the right for Bill. Bill off to his right, into the corner for Neiman. Neiman tries to make a long baseline pass, but stepping in the path and taking it away is Trevor Becker. Becker across midcourt, dribbling between the circles. Becker being harassed in the backcourt by Combs, picks up his dribble, passes to the near side for Rohrbacher. Now Messmore, back to Rohrbacher up top. They find Collinsworth inside. Turnaround jumper, fakes one way. Hook shot on the right hand with the other. His shot no good. Rebound tipped out. Stays here with East Central. 24-19, Trojans leading with 3.5 to go before halftime. A couple substitutions here for East Central. Back into the game is John Hotel and Jaden Dennis. Checking in for the first time tonight for EC, the 5'11 sophomore. Hotel lobs it in for Rohrbacher. Now Messmore dribbling to the right. Flips it away for Dennis. Dennis in the backcourt guarded by Chuck. Bounce pass to Rohrbacher. Rohrbacher in the corner. Lives to lob it inside for Collinsworth. However, the pass off the mark, and Matthew Chuck has it for Harrison. He'll pass it away for Peyton Plows, who will bring it up the court. Now Bill, top of the key, off to the right side. Three-point shot on the way from Neiman. Hits off the rim, goes straight up, and hits that strap that lowers the backboard down from the ceiling here at the Harrison Activity Center, and it will be East Central ball.
The last three or four possessions by both teams have been very sloppy. Had hardly any turnovers, and now both teams have four.
24-19. Falling down as he comes across midcourt is Hotel, and it gets tied up by his defender. Bill, by Hotel, slipped, and a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Harrison. 2:53 to go, second quarter. Harrison basketball. Be sure to stay tuned after the game tonight. Once it goes final, we'll name the star of the game. That's presented by Gary Trable, your local sales expert at Herlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and see why 26 years of repeat customers keep on coming back to see the number one new Chevy salesman in the tri-state. Brady Robertson, quick shot inside and good. For the Wildcats, that makes it a 24-21 ball game. Harrison hanging in there. At the other end, A.J. Messmore with his fourth three-pointer tonight. 27-21. East Central. After another Messmore tray. At the other end, three-point shot wide open is Neiman. He'll take it. No good. Rebound by Messmore. Rohrbacher will bring it up. Gives it to Hotel. Hotel tries to go to Collinsworth on the baseline. Pass a little bit off the mark. Collinsworth had to try to save it from going out of bounds and step on the baseline as he did. Turning it over to the Harrison Wildcats. 2:04 to go before half. 27-21 EC. Harrison with the ball trying to draw closer. Plows pass to the right for Bill. Zone D, 2-3 zone for EC. Plows to Bill. Left corner they go for Neiman. Back up top to Bill. Off to the right for Chuck. Chuck inside. Neiman, close range shot, gets it to go. It'll be 4 points tonight for Neiman. 127 in the second quarter. Foul committed at the other end by Harrison as East Central came across midcourt. That one committed by Matthew Chuck. First point, pardon me, for first personal foul against Chuck. Robertson was in the game briefly and now checked out as Kinnett's back out there. Collinsworth, turnaround shot in the lane, no good. Neiman has it, pushing it up court for Harrison. Will hold up. Pass to Kinnon in the corner. All the way around the perimeter, they swing it. Now Plows off to the right. Chuck for three. Had an open shot, no good. Collinsworth comes down with the board, gets hit in the face, poked in the eye. Appears to be okay. Foul against Harrison as Collinsworth took the shot to the face. Committed by Connor Kinnett. That is going to be Kinnett's first personal. They get Kinnett on that or not? I believe they actually got Neiman, and they're signaling 1-1, not number 11, pardon me. So Neiman with two personal fouls, seventh team foul against Harrison. At the line for the 1-1 for East Central is Collinsworth. Front end is no good. Score remains 27-23 as we enter the final minute of the half. Plows to the right for Kinnett. He's not been shy about shooting the three. He'll let that one fly, and no good. however, and Messmore has the rebound for the Trojans. Comes across midcourt with 45 seconds. Passes to Becker. Becker called for the charge. Stepping in, taking one for the team for Harrison was Cole Combs.
Nice defense by Combs. Put his foot right there and established position. And
Becker with his first foul tonight. 16 fouls now against East Central with 42.6 seconds remaining in the half. Harrison can get it down to a one-possession game here. And I think if you ask Harrison if they were down just one possession at the half, they would be more than pleased to take that against this high-potency East Central offense. In the backcourt, handling it is Sean Lawhorn. Passes to Kennett at the top of the arc. Kennett, one dribble, hands it off for Combs with 16 seconds.
Jeez,
outside, three-point shot from long range for Lawhorn. No good with the rebound. Rohrbacher pushing it up the court quickly. Lay-in attempt, no good. Offensive board by East Central. Rebounds tipped out. Rohrbacher comes up with it at the free throw line with 1 second. Puts up a shot at the buzzer. It's short, no good. Rohrbacher knocked to the floor on the shot attempt. No whistle. We'll go to the locker room at half. East Central leading 27-23. Trojans slowed down a little bit in the second quarter. They scored 19 in the first quarter, but only able to get 8 there in the second quarter. More Harrison's pace in the second for sure. And we got a tight game at the half. We'll take a break, come back with the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan halftime show after this on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated, Dearborn County.
We're here with Joe Earhart, physician assistant with Dr. David Argo at Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Joe, what are some of the new non-surgical ways that you guys are using to treat patients?
A growing topic in orthopedics is something called regenerative medicine. You can think of it as the opposite of degeneration, such as a degenerative joint. Regenerative therapies use the body's own natural processes to rebuild the joint or damaged tissue.
So it's a huge advantage for the patient.
Absolutely. It doesn't require surgery. The patient can come in and go home the same day. To find out if you're a candidate, visit us at beaconortho.com.
Hey, sports ball fans, this is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Ivy Tech Community College is very affordable. It has some fantastic teachers, and the advising staff is amazing. I'm Andrew, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated, Dearborn County.
With 60 years of experience under our belts, we know a thing or two about the Ford F-Series. This knowledge has helped us become the number one volume Super Duty dealership in the tri-state for 4 straight years. We are your ultimate truck destination for a reason. Choose a Super Duty or world famous F-150 from Hag Ford in 2020. Hag Ford, we are the difference. Shop online at hagfordsales.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Koo, a hand-to-shoulder specialist with Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Do you wake up at night because your hand is hurting? Does your hand go to sleep while driving, talking on the phone, or reading a book? If so, you may have carpal tunnel syndrome. If you have any of these symptoms, please come see me at our Lawrenceburg office. Call 513-354-3700 or check us out at beaconhand.com.
Hey,
it's Happy Jack bridging the gap between Bubba Bo and Double T every weekday from 10 till 2 on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
That going so quick. This is the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan Halftime Show, the most trusted name in the car business. With Chuck Thomas, I'm Mike Perleberg. At the break, East Central and Harrison. East Central leading it 27-23. Leading scorer so far tonight, A.J. Messmore leading East Central with 14. Luke Collinsworth has added 10. As for the Wildcats, C.J. Young with 10, Connor Kennett with 7. Chuck Thomas, how about a look at our Hack Ford keys to the game here at the break?
One of the things we said they had to figure out a way to stop, Harrison needed to stop Collinsworth. They didn't do it in the first quarter. The second quarter they did it, and they did it by fouling, making him go to the foul line. Also, Harrison, to win this game, has to set the pace. They did it at times they did not. Coach Disbrow did a nice job, went to the press, sped things up. I thought Harrison shot a lot of quick threes that didn't go in. I think they were 3 for 16. But when they slowed it down early in the game and then the last part of the second quarter, they made their comeback and made it a four-point game at halftime.
That's your halftime look at the Hag Ford keys to the game. Check out their inventory at hagfordsales.com and get your keys to a brand new Ford today. Our Ivy Tech Community College halftime stats highlights.
All right, we got 5 turnovers each for both teams, and those came right in that second quarter where they started giving them back to one another. Some of them were unforced turnovers. 15 rebounds, 2 of them offensive rebounds for East Central. Harrison had 10 rebounds, 4 of them were offensive rebounds. East Central 9 for 22 from the field, 4 from 8 from the foul line, and 5 for 8 from the three-point line, and 4 of those were Messmore. For Harrison, they were 9 for 25, 2 for 3 from the line, and 3 for 16 from the three-point arc. Individual scorings, Messmore has 14, leads the league team. Collinsworth second with 10. For Harrison, they're led by Young with 10 points and Kennett with 7. That's halftime.
That's the Ivy Tech Community College halftime stats report. Do the math and see why Ivy Tech makes financial sense for pursuing your degree. Campuses are conveniently located in Lawrenceburg and in Batesville. Learn more at ivytech.edu. Our Wardway Fuels player fueling their team in the first half. Well, Chuck kind of went over it there, but A.J. Messmore fueling East Central with 14 points in the half. C.J. Young leading Harrison with 10. Wardway Fuels is your local propane and home heating oil provider. With fast delivery to your business or home, visit wardway.com. And our starting lineup tonight, presented by CASA. Join the voices for recovery. Together, we are stronger. Visit DearbornCountyCASA.com to learn more. At the half, East Central leading it 27-23 over their I-74 rival, Harrison. We'll take a break on the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan Halftime Show. And when we come back, the third quarter of action on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Nearly 400 children in Jefferson and Ripley counties are abused or neglected each year. Voices for Children helps to make sure the needs of these children are met. CASA volunteers are recruited and trained to advocate for the best interest of these children. They stand by them during these difficult times and help them find safe, permanent homes. If you would like to join this team of volunteers, the next training class begins March 6th. Visit voicesforchildren.net to apply now and make a difference in the life of an abused or neglected child.
Are you looking for a place for your business to call home? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Would you like your business to thrive in a unique community that's growing? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Do you want your business to be part of a proud, historic community that has its eyes on the future? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Year-round events, convenient location, great community. Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg-in.com.
The most trusted name in the car business. What does that mean, and how did we earn it? At Whitewater Motor Company in Milan, it means the buying process leaves you feeling good about your investment. We make the buying process easy with no pressure. It's truly hassle-free, worry-free, pressure-free. It's why generations of families have chosen Whitewater Motor Company in Milan. They like the way they're treated, they bring in their kids, and the cycle continues. Visit Whitewater Motor Company in Milan at 350 and 101, or browse their inventory online now at whitewatermotorcompany.com.
Are you looking for a place for your business to call home? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Would you like your business to thrive in a unique community that's growing? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Do you want your business to be part of a proud, historic community that has its eyes on the future? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Year-round events, convenient location, great community. Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg-IN.com.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back on Eagle Country 99.3. High school basketball. We got courtside seats here at the Harrison Activity Center anytime we visit. So chatting up with the officials a little bit here before the start of the third quarter. 27-23, East Central leading it over Harrison. How about the scene last night at the East Central High School Performing Arts Center, Chuck? About 1,300 people in attendance for the East Central Trojans wrestling team as they defeated Elder in a thriller, 34-30, a match that came down to the wire there.
The last match.
Last match, yeah. It was East Central winning it 34-30, and Briar Hall got the final points to win it for East Central. Over a very good Elder wrestling program last night in front of a packed house at the East Central High School Performing Arts Center. Quite the atmosphere from what we are told. I wasn't there, but kind of wish I had been.
I was out of town. I would have loved to have been there.
All right, start of the third quarter. East Central has the ball first. See how the Trojans come out offensively to start here. Kind of a pedestrian second quarter by their standards with only 8 points, but they start the third quarter quickly here with the pass from Rohrbacher, finding Messmore, cutting behind the defense, and Messmore scores his 16th point of the game. 29-23, they lead.
After a timeout or halftime, David Disbrow does a great job of coming in with a play to start the game to get an easy basket. He does it all the time, and that was an example.
East Central zone defense to start. Harrison turns the basketball over, however, losing it out of bounds.
Six turnovers.
Rohrbacher coming down the court, guarded closely the entire way by Cole Combs. Combs comes up with the steal.
Nice pass.
Nifty pass ahead to Kennett. Kennett then to Young, and Young finishes with the wide open two-point bucket. 29-25. That play all started by the defense of Cole Combs, and the nice find as he was on his back just kind of throwing it over his head. Perfect pass to Kennett, and then Kennett made the extra pass to Young, open underneath the bucket. Ball loose inside. Whoa. Going down to the floor, and coming up with it for East Central is John Hotel. Rohrbacher gives it back to Hotel. He dribbles to the top of the key, picks up his dribble, passes to Becker on the left side. Becker looks baseline, goes that way. Trapped underneath the bucket. Fadeaway shot. Got it to go. Nice job by Trevor Becker. Getting his
Becker very
points of the game there with a shot over Will Neiman.
Very quiet in the first half. No points. And he is a real key to their offense. I really like to watch him play. He plays the whole game.
Very nice job to get himself out of trouble there underneath the bucket. At the other end, Becker comes up with a swat inside it. A lane attempt by Hayden Bill. Pass ahead to Rohrbacher, and Rohrbacher fouled as he tries to get to the rack. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Harrison student section not happy with that call. They felt it was all ball, but Rohrbacher will go to the line. After a little contact, the officials felt. Timeout called by East Central. They lead at 31-25 for 6:16 to go in the third quarter. Timeouts presented again by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Locations in Lawrenceburg, Batesville, and Green Township. Check them out at beaconortho.com. Also, tune in Monday evenings from 6 to 6:30. It's John Blackwell and Travis Thayer talk local high school, college, and pro sports on Crunch Time. Local high school sports talk show Monday nights, 6 to 6:30 on Eagle Country 99.3.
Neiman picked up his third foul. He's the leading scorer for Harrison. So he'll be sitting out for at least, I'd say, for a good 4 or 5 minutes. This crucial point for the Wildcats, 25-31, six-point lead. East Central seems to be playing a little better offensively, a lot better movement.
Out of the timeout, first free throw on the way from Logan Rohrbacher is good. The 6'3 junior at the line. Logan this season, 15.8 points per game, 4.5 rebounds per game. Misses the back end of the free throws. Scores now 32-25. Harrison Ball. Matthew Chuck off to the right. Hayden Bill, three-point shot. Too strong with it. Trevor Becker has it for the Trojans as it grazes the backside of the rim. Becker quickly down the court, dribbles into the paint, picks up his dribble, passes. Top of the key, Hotel, open. Free throw shot, makes it.
His fourth point of the evening. Nice job by Hotel. 9-point lead.
Hotel with the help offensively coming to Becker, who picked up his dribble and was being closely guarded. Able to get himself a shot. At the other end, Connor Kinnon lets a three-point shot go. He's been shooting them very liberally and has not knocked it down quite often as he would like. At the latest example right there. The ball goes out of bounds after an East Central rebound. It was tipped out by Harrison. Trojans leading by 9, 34-25. Ball lobbed ahead to Becker. Becker goes up like the wide receiver he is for the Trojans football team. And a foul on the floor before he's able to get a shot off as he got quickly to the bucket.
Number 5.
Foul was on the floor before Becker got in the act of shooting. It'll be East Central inbounding by on the baseline. John Hotel will throw it in. Looking for Collinsworth. However, he's guarded. Will pass outside. But for Messmore, who puts up a quick shot, is knocked to the floor and will go to the line to shoot two for East Central.
61.
That foul committed by Peyton Plows.
61% shooter from the foul line. East Central, not a great foul shooting team.
As a team this season, the Trojans shooting at a 67% clip at the line. First free throw up and good from Messmore. Gives Trojans a 10-point lead, their biggest of the night so far. And he'll make the second one, making it, must have been a three-shot foul.
It was.
It was beyond the arc when he was fouled and shot, knocked to the ground. Hit the first two, and Messmore goes two for three at the line. That one was, as Chuck said, in and out.
11-point spread now.
Critical point for Harrison. Trying to keep pace with the Wildcats. Down four at the half, now down 11. Quick shot, ugly shot inside by C.J. Young as he went to the bucket, got caught underneath, had to just kind of flip it up there. Becker, a little hobbled as he makes a lay-in, getting behind the Harrison defense, just quickly in transition. Becker beat him to the bucket, 38-25. East Central lead by 13 now. C.J. Young has it on the left wing. Down to the baseline, guarded by Hotel. Passes for Chuck, and a whistle timeout called by Harrison. As they trail it by 13 with 4:41 to play in the third quarter. Wildcats know they're at the critical juncture right here. Can't get too much further behind against the East Central offense. We're back after this on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
The most trusted name in the car business. What does that mean? And how did we earn it? At Whitewater Motor Company in Milan, it means the buying process leaves you feeling good about your investment. We make the buying process easy with no pressure. It's truly hassle-free, worry-free, pressure-free. It's why generations of families have chosen Whitewater Motor Company in Milan. They like the way they're treated, they bring in their kids, and the cycle continues. Visit Whitewater Motor Company in Milan at 350 and 101 or browse their inventory online now at whitewatermotorcompany.com.
Make plans today to celebrate Valentine's Day at Eric's Bayview Grill. Savor handcrafted cocktails and a surf and turf dinner for two featuring fresh, plump lobster tails, filet medallions, shareable sides, and finish with a delectable dessert for two. Eric's Bayview Grill, US 50 in Aurora.
.441 to go in the third quarter. East Central leading over Harrison, 38-25. It's been the Trojans' third quarter here, Chuck.
All over. 11-2 run here coming out of the half, and Harrison's in some serious trouble right now.
Ball lobbed into the backcourt by Harrison. C.J. Young has it, dribbles inside, tries to get to the bucket. Ball swatted away, however. I believe it was Hotel getting the hand on it. Going airborne and knocking that shot away. At the other end, East Central's Aiden Necht. They find Collinsworth inside. Big man up and over Kennett off the glass and in for two.
His first field goal since the first quarter. He got that block, and when he gets down there, you can just about count it.
Coach Andy Marks may have seen enough. He's going to put five players to check in on the next dead ball. Kennett around the perimeter to Matthew Chuck. Off to the right side for Combs. Between the circles for Plows. Plows to the right for Young. Young far sideline. Passes near side for Kennett. Kennett spinning in the lane. Passes into the corner for Plows. Plows dribbles inside. Goes up against Collinsworth. Gets the shot blocked but draws a foul in the process. And Peyton Plows will go to the line.
Messmore, you think?
Yeah. A couple shots. It'll be on Messmore. And his second, team's first for East Central. Yep, five players on the sideline ready to check in for Harrison. Shot in and out from Plows. Four of those players will come in. Robertson, Neiman among them. Plows will come out too after shooting this shot. Assuming he makes it. He does. And checking in for him is Hayden Bill. Full line change for Harrison. They trail it now 40-26. East Central hoping to keep pouring it on here in the third quarter. Orbacher cross midcourt, dribbles down to the corner, passes for Messmore. Up top for Collinsworth. Collinsworth off to his right for Messmore, off to the right for Rohrbacher. Down to the block for Collinsworth. He's double-teamed. Dribbles around the defender, goes down to the floor, is called for traveling as Collinsworth fell to the floor, trying to throw the ball up there, but it's called for travel as he does.
There was a reason he traveled.
And if we're back across the state line, he probably gets a whistle there.
There's no doubt.
Here in Ohio, they'll let you play a little more, won't they? Offensive foul at the other end against Harrison away from the ball. Sean Mulhorn picks it up. Second personal for him. Fourth team foul against Harrison. A little over 3 minutes to go here in the third.
What a pass.
Orbacher ahead to Collinsworth.
Great
Orbacher
assist.
Got into the lane, drew the defense, and then found Collinsworth, who was making the heads-up cut toward the bucket, and finishes with two. Orbacher with the assist. 42-26 EC. In this 4x74. Robertson, the big man, has it.
Five.
Outside the arc. And a timeout called by Harrison as Robertson passes it away. Andy Marks with a little bit of an annoyed look on his face. Harrison's head coach going to talk it over with his team once more as they continue to fall further behind East Central here in the third quarter. Timeouts presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Thanks to Drs. David Argo, Robert Rolfe, Jaideep Chanduri, Sam Koo, and Matt Johansson for sponsoring high school sports coverage on your hometown station once again this season. 2:45 to go, third quarter. 42-26, East Central in control here against the Harrison Wildcats.
Mike, I really like this Orbacher kid. He was kind of quiet. He had a couple assists in that first half. Second half, he's got two baskets, one for two from the foul line, and has not less than three assists during this quarter. So he's kind of off accounted for almost all this offense that we've seen.
East Central 8-5 coming into tonight looking for their fifth straight victory. They've won four straight. Those wins coming against Rushville, Boone County, Franklin County, and South Dearborn. They've scored 70 or more in all four of those games. Don't know if they're going to make it to 70 tonight. They might. Kind of picking up the pace a little bit after a slow second quarter. This is a Trojans offense averaging 64.4 points per game this season, but defensively they're giving up close to 60 points per game. They can score, but man, they can't stop anybody else from doing the same.
There's a nice drive by Neiman. He's been kind of quiet tonight. That's his sixth point And that's the second field goal of the quarter for the Harrison Wildcats.
Case in point there is Will Neiman dribbles right past the defense and lays it in for the Wildcats. 42-28. East Central still up 14. Collinsworth calling for it inside. Won't get it. Messmore dribbling outside. Necht passes to Becker. Becker bumped from behind by Harrison's Connor Kinnett. And actually, they're going to call a jump ball. Got that, tied up.
That was pretty quick. I really didn't think the offensive man had given up possession, did you?
I didn't think so. 42-28 regardless. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jump shot knocked down. Will Neiman coming alive here in the past couple Harrison possessions. He has 8 points tonight. Does Will Neiman. Becker dribbling across the timeline for the Trojans all the way down to the baseline. Dribbles off his foot out of bounds. And officials will award the ball to Harrison.
That's 10 turnovers on East Central. That's not a usual occurrence. They take better care of the basketball normally. That was kind of an unforced turnover. The reason that happened is because I've been bragging on Rohrbacher, so it has, you know.
Right. 139 in the third. Harrison down 12. They can get it to a single-digit deficit here if they can hit a three. They have not had a three-point shot here in the third quarter. Neiman.
Neiman's really the only
right for Bill. Back to Neiman.
Nice
quickly
pass.
Fires underneath for Young. Young up with it, and he's fouled going to the line to shoot two for the Wildcats. 1:17 to play third quarter, and C.J. Young will go to the line. C.J. this season, 11.4 points per game, has been a 61% free throw shooter. First free throw good from C.J.
That's 13 on the night.
6'2 senior forward for the Wildcats. They are 6-7 as Harrison coming into this game. And they have been inconsistent, I guess would be the word. They started the season with 2 wins, followed that with 3 losses, a couple more wins back-to-back, lost 2 back-to-back, then win-loss, win-loss, and then enter tonight. Having a hard time finding a groove at the Wildcats. Free throw up from Young, hangs up on the rim for a second, and it's tipped out. Touched last by Robertson, the big 6'7 kid trying to go up and get the rebound offensively, could not hold on to it. Pressed by Harrison.
Little full court man-to-man, it looks like.
Inbounded to Collinsworth, he'll give it up to Rohrbacher. Young will ride Rohrbacher across midcourt. Pass by Rohrbacher to Hotel, trying to get to the line, to the bucket, and he's called for steps.
11 turnovers on the Trojans.
Turning it over to the Wildcats. Coach Dave Disbro over there on the sideline wants to chat it over with his team. Timeout. Timeout again by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, beaconortho.com. How about Coach Dave Disbro in his 21st year as head coach at East Central? He's owned Harrison in his career, 16 wins against 4 losses in 20 meetings for Coach Disbro against East Central's one of their biggest rivals, Harrison Wildcats.
And he likes those wins, that's for sure. You play, you know, Harrison not really known for basketball, football, wrestling, baseball. But everyone, like I said earlier in the program, they're always hard-pressed. I mean, you know, it's not like they beat them by 25 every time. It's kind of a grinding, tough, physical game. And it has been that tonight.
Dave Disbro, 287 career wins, 182 losses at East Central. His team 8-5 this season, hoping to move to 9-5. They can hold on for a victory here tonight. Right now they lead at 42-31. Out of the timeout now. Harrison Ball.
Easy basket.
Oh, that's underneath and scored by Cole Combs. C.J. Young with the assist.
Combs' first basket of the night.
Comes with about a minute to go in the third. Makes it a 9-point game, 42-33. At the other end, Rohrbacher getting into the bucket too easily for East Central. Here's the head coach, Andy Marks. None too pleased with his defense's effort there. 37 seconds remaining in the third. Cole Combs. Pass to the baseline. Young gets rejected by Collinsworth inside. Pushing it up the court is Hotel. Gives it up to Messmore. Back to Hotel. Back to Messmore off to his left for Rohrbacher. 20 seconds to go in a third. Dennis. Now Rohrbacher, right side of the perimeter. 13 seconds and counting. Being guarded by Neiman as Rohrbacher dribbling in the backcourt. 8 seconds. Picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Messmore. ISO on the right side. Messmore trying to make a quick move to the bucket around his man, and he'll draw a foul committed by Harrison's Cole Combs with 3.5 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It'll be the first on Combs, 15th foul on Harrison, and East Central will inbound to the baseline with 3.5 to go in the third. Hotel ready to throw it in. Becker will check in from the bench for this final East Central possession of the third. Hotel gets it in to Messmore. Tries to get a shot off. Oh. Draws a three-point shot foul with 0.4 seconds to go in the third quarter.
That looks,
boy, unbelievable look on the face of Peyton Plows, who felt he had all ball. Actually, and they whistle it against Cole Combs, who was right there as well. Plow knew he had all ball, and Combs maybe got a little piece of the body, but the way they've officiated the rest of this game, I don't know.
That's hard to
hard pill to swallow for Harrison. That'll be Messmore at the line now. Hits the first free throw, has two more yet to come. On the way. Good. And he'll try and make it 3 for 3 on this trip to the line. Will AJ Messmore?
He was only shooting. He was inside. The other official said he was in. Yeah, it was only a two. He was inside.
Must have had a toe on the line. Yeah, Messmore thought he had 3 shots coming his way. So did I. Harrison won't get a shot off as the third quarter comes to an end. 46-33, the score as we head to the fourth. East Central, can they hold on and move to 9-5, or will Harrison come back and win it at home in this battle of I-74? We'll find out together after this on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Your family's hometown pharmacy.
Are you prepared for cold and flu season? At DeVille Pharmacies, we have a wide selection of remedies to help prevent colds and flus, such as zinc, echinacea, and vitamin C. We also have hand sanitizers and tissues. Remember to make sure to check your thermometer and vaporizer are still in working order. Stop by DeVille Pharmacies so we can help you be ready for those last-minute and late-night treatments. DeVille Pharmacies, Dillsboro, Lawrenceburg, and Rising Sun.
Are you looking for a place for your business to call home? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Would you like your business to thrive in a unique community that's growing? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Do you want your business to be part of a proud, historic community that has its eyes on the future? Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Year-round events, convenient location, great community. Lawrenceburg is open for business. Lawrenceburg-IN.com.
Start of the fourth quarter on Eagle Country 99-3. East Central 46, Harrison 33. East Central will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Trojans not scoring with their usual percentage, but they're also doing a little bit better job on defense tonight as well. We'll see what the score looks like at the end of the fourth quarter here. Here's Collinsworth inside. Turnaround jump shot. No good by the Trojans center. Harrison with the rebound. Credit to Connor Kinnett. Neiman, quick three. Off the mark. Rebound by Hotel. Rohrbacher will bring it up the court for East Central. Passes to Hotel, trailing, and back to Rohrbacher. Rohrbacher, touch pass inside for Collinsworth, who's double-teamed, and then ball ripped away by Young. Jump ball called. A possession arrow gives it to the Harrison Wildcats. 7:19 in the fourth.
Harrison did a nice job of collapsing on Collinsworth that time. Ball bottled him up pretty good.
Up top, Hayden Bill. Right side, three-point shot by Cole Combs. No good. Offensive rebound. Tipped back up and in by Neiman. Give him 10 points tonight. Will Neiman, the 6'6 senior, for the Wildcats. Makes it a 46-35 ball game. Essential with the ball. Becker inside, rejected by Neiman. Young has it out and running. Will go to the bucket, fouled, gets the lay-in to go with the harm. He'll go to the line to try and make it three. C.J. Young. That's set up by the Neiman block on the other end of the court. Foul committed by East Central's Logan Rohrbacher, his third, team's third.
15 points going for 16.
Harrison's leading scorer tonight is C.J. Young.
9-point game, plenty of time.
No good. Kennett tries to come in and crash the offensive board. However, Collinsworth will tip it away from him and control it for East Central. Rohrbacher handling the point. Spinning in the lane to the bucket and called for steps.
13 turnovers.
Pivoted with one foot and then pivoted with the other.
Yep. Good call. Come in that right side. Took a little extra step. Good defense by the Wildcats.
They're within nine here, 46-37. See if they can get it any closer.
Nice cut. Oh, good block.
Young inside, blocked out of bounds from behind by John Hotel. Stays on the Wildcats' end of the court here. No inbound on the baseline. Throwing it in is Cole Combs into the backcourt for Neiman. Neiman head fakes a three, dribbles inside, gets fouled by Becker. On a take to the rack. Neiman going to the line to shoot a pair for Harrison.
Harrison's done a nice job on Becker tonight. Only 1 point so far.
Second personal foul on Trevor Becker. Well, Neiman at 4 points at the half. And now has a total of 11 tonight. With another free throw to come, hits the first and makes the second as well. 46-39, 7-point game. Harrison had been down by as many as, I think, 14, so they've already cut that in half. Rohrbacher across midcourt using a screen from Collinsworth. Becker in the corner, passing underneath the bucket for Hotel. Hotel tries to go up with it, draws a foul in the process. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Fourth personal foul on Neiman. Harrison doesn't want to lose him. He's just coming alive here. Hotel's first free throw, no good.
See about Central, 50%, I believe.
Yeah, Hotel 67% free throw shooter. East Central is a team 67%.
You got him at 60%?
With the stats I got here, sir.
I must have wrote mine down wrong.
Max Preps.
That's where I got mine. That's where I got mine. But I can write them down wrong, too.
Here's Neiman inside. To the bucket by Will, and he finishes off the glass for two. Will Neiman taking control for the Wildcats here. He has his team within seven again, 48-41. Rohrbacher across midcourt. Passes the Hotel. Up top, Collinsworth will let the three-point shot fly. No good. High rebound grabbed by Neiman.
I bet you Coach Desbro did not want that shot.
I don't think so. Young at the other end, spinning in the lane. Jump shot rejected, but he was able to draw some contact at the same time.
Mesmore is going to get caught going.
Mesmore thought he had all ball. Instead, picks up his third foul, putting Young at the free throw line yet again. I think this is Young's fourth or fifth trip to the free throw line tonight. Shot on the way, leaves that one short. Collinsworth checked out briefly, now back into the game.
He's 2 for 5 from the line.
Becker will come out. Coming in for East Central is Aiden Necht. Young's free throw good on the back end. 48-42, they're down six are the Wildcats. And pressing. Rohrbacher picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Bounce pass and Timeout called by East Central. I don't know if they had the ball. It might have been passed at the time I heard the whistle, but regardless, East Central bailed out with the timeout as Rohrbacher picked it up, facing the press well before the half-court line. Bailed out by the timeout, presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, beaconortho.com. Be sure to stay tuned after the game. We'll name the star of the game. That's presented by Gary Trable, your local sales expert at Herlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. Be the star of your game in a new car, truck, or SUV with a warranty forever from Gary Trable at Herlinger Chevrolet. Also, after the game, we'll name the Wardway Fuels players who fueled their team. Wardway Fuels is your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com. And tonight's starting lineup to live, brought to you by CASA. Join the voices for recovery. Together, we are stronger. Visit DearbornCountyCASA.com. 5:14 to go, fourth quarter. East Central leading Harrison 48-42. Wildcats were down by as many as 14, now trailing by 6. They'll press out of the timeout. Rohrbacher able to get across the timeline. Picks up his dribble, tries to hand it off for Messmore, and Messmore forgot the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Turning it over to Harrison with 5:06 on the fourth quarter clock. Neiman checks back in. Coming out of the game for Harrison is Matt Chuck.
14 turnovers.
Hand off to Bill. Here's Neiman. To Young. Young will let a three-point shot go. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound tipped around. Taking a shot to the back of the head is Aiden Necht. Slow to get up off the floor. He's okay, though. Sticking with it. Here's Necht with the ball. Looking left. Dribbling right. Passes to Messmore. Messmore using a screen by Necht. Passes to Rohrbacher. Rohrbacher, quick cut to the bucket.
Nice job.
Stop. Off the glass and in for two. Logan Rohrbacher.
9 points here in the second half.
East Central's lead back up to 8. 50-42. Neiman on the near sideline. Passes to Young. Passes outside. Back up top to Young now. Now Neiman on the left side of the perimeter. Backs it up towards center court. Off to the left for Bill. Hayden, a couple dribbles. Passes off to his right for Cole Combs. Combs dribbling. Onto the right wing. Outside. Kinnett for three. Knocks it down. Connor Kinnett. Quarterback used to making the long pass. That time hits the long shot. Gets Harrison within 5, 50-45. Harrison another. Then fouls Rohrbacher. That's the second person, pardon me, third personal foul against Harrison's Cole Combs.
His third.
18 foul. It'll put Rohrbacher at the line for the 1-1 free throws.
I got Rohrbacher at 66%. What do you got him at?
Free throw?
Yep.
This season?
Or excuse, yeah.
63%.
I don't know.
This. He'll hit the first one here.
10 points the second half. That we can both agree on.
16 total tonight. Pardon me, 6 total for Rohrbacher. Trying to make it 7 here. And he does.
All right.
7 points for Logan Rohrbacher tonight. East Central's lead back up to 7, 52-45. Young has it for Harrison. Inside 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here. Will Neiman to Young at the charity stripe. Passes off to his right for Bill. Back up top to Young. Now Neiman in the backcourt. Off to the left for Combs. Up top, Neiman open for three. He'll hit it. Consecutive three-point buckets by the Harrison Wildcats. And it's a four-point game, 52-48. Necht dribbling at the other end of the court for East Central. Passes to Rohrbacher in the backcourt. He'll set the offense. Rohrbacher passes to Collinsworth. Top of the key. Gives it for a cutting Messmore. However, the pass was tipped away and ends up in the hands of Will Neiman. A half ahead to Young. Young will then back it up towards the midcourt, run the half-court offense.
15 turnovers for the Trojans.
Off to the left side, Bill near sideline to Combs. Around the perimeter they go for Neiman. Neiman in front of the scorer's table passes to Bill. Now Young on the near side. To Bill. Dribbles to the right. Hands it off to Combs. Combs, chest pass to the right for Bill. Into the corner. Kennett for three. No good. Rebound tipped. Out of bounds. Touched last by Messmore of East Central. And it'll be Harrison basketball. They'll inbound on their own baseline with 2:22 to go in the fourth. 52-48. Substitution for Harrison. Young's going to come out. Neiman's going to stay out there with four fouls. Checking in is number five. That's Matt Chuck. Throwing it to the backcourt for Kennett. Kennett to the bucket. Head fake. Draws the foul. Goes to the line to shoot two. Connor Kennett. Forces Luke Collinsworth to pick up his second personal foul. Sixth team foul for East Central. So next foul by the Trojans, and the Wildcats will be in the single bonus. Connor Kennett's first free throw off the front of the rim and no good.
They have not shot their foul shots very well.
Harrison this season at the free throw line, only about a 59% free throw shooting team. Connor Kennett on his own is about 57%. And true to the averages there, goes 1-for-2 on that trip to the line. It's a three-point game, however, 52-49, East Central clinging to it. Hoping to extend on this possession. Rohrbacher in the backcourt. Points have been hard to come by in the fourth quarter here for EC. Right side. Corner for Rohrbacher. Charge. Don't know if that was set by Cole Combs, but the officials viewed it as though his feet were set as Rohrbacher tried to power his way around him. Rohrbacher drew the charge call. Or pardon me, not Rohrbacher, but Combs drew the charge call on Rohrbacher, who picks up his fourth personal and seventh team foul. And a timeout called with 1:55 to go in the fourth. Nate Disbro, yep, as well as many here, even maybe some in green and white, may have disagreed with that call if they were completely honest with you.
Yeah, I didn't think he had position, but they don't care. They didn't come over and ask me, so I don't guess it matters.
They did not. 52-49 here in the fourth quarter. It's been all Harrison here in the fourth, though. They were down by as many as 14.
Midway through that third quarter, it's been Harrison.
Yeah.
I mean, they have really come back. You got to give them a lot of credit. You also have to wonder what's going on with, I mean, East Central's got 15 turnovers, and Harrison's defense is pretty good, but it's not that good. You know, and a lot of turnovers that just shouldn't have happened, unforced. That one was really bad. They just threw it out of bounds over there. Thought somebody was going to cut and just kind of rolled it out. That's a no-no.
All right, out of the timeout. By the way, timeouts, as always, presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Doctors David Argo, Robert Rolfe, Jaideep Chanduri, Sam Koo, and Matt Johansson, BeaconOrtho.com. 1:55 to go in the fourth. Three-point game. Harrison can tie it up here with a three-point shot. Cole Combs passes the Chuck between the circles off to the right. Neiman, he'll let it go for three. It's short. Long rebound tipped out to Combs, however. Three-pointer by Chuck. No good. Again, the long rebound. Finally, Collinsworth controls it for East Central. 1.5 to go in the fourth. Rohrbacher. Quickly down the lane, off the glass, ball spins out of the bucket. And the rebound goes to Cole Combs for Harrison. 1:20 in counting. Neiman catches it in the backcourt. Maybe thinking shot before he caught it.
I believe you're right.
Does retain possession, however. Here's Neiman on the far side. Passes to Chuck. He will dribble to the top of the key. Passes left corner. Three-point attempt for Combs. He knocks it down. Tied up at 52-all with a minute to go. Harrison down 14 has fought all the way back to tie it up. Pressed by the Cats. And East Central handle it. Here's Rohrbacher. Timeout by East Central. 48 seconds to play in the fourth. Three-point shot by Cole Combs in the corner to tie it up, making a brand-new ball game. Now a timeout by EC, presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We'll take a timeout. Come back after this on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Our family has been digging deeper for ways to save money. Natalie's digging in the sofa.
A quarter? Cha-ching!
We even found a way we could cut our energy bill up to 80%.
Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping our home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, the investment quickly pays for itself.
They're also a cleaner choice for the environment.
Call Jeff at Gehring today at 812-934-6088 or visit GehringInc.com and leave the digging
to the professionals at Gehring.
Hey, it's Happy Jack, bridging the gap between Bubba Bo and Double T every weekday from 10 till 2 on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Harrison has just tied it up on a Cole Combs three-point shot in the corner. East Central has the ball in a 52-52 game. Inside a minute to go here in the Battle of I-74 Boys Basketball Edition. Turned out to be the game we had hoped it would be. Messmore dribbling in the backcourt. Ball tipped out of bounds. Nope. Is Messmore simply losing it? Not touched by Harrison. Wildcats get it back with 32 seconds remaining in the fourth.
16 turnovers. Now they're going to go back to what was successful, putting pressure full court. They're going to call a timeout, Harrison.
That they will. Make sure they set up and get the shot they want here. What do you think they hold for the last shot? 32 seconds remaining.
I think they'll take the first shot that they feel real comfortable with. Now, I'm thinking that they're going to look at that the Neiman kid has been really hot in the second half. I'd say him, maybe Kennett, and Young's got five the second half. He drives very well. I would say that those two probably get the ball. And if I'm coaching, I say, look, fellas, unless you other guys get a layup, I want them to have the ball. Run your offense. Wait until one of them get an opportunity to make the shot. They're your best shooters. They're hot. They're the hottest.
Stay tuned after the game for the Ivy Tech Community College post-game stats report. Learn more at ivytech.edu. Also review your Hag Ford keys to the game, hagfordsales.com.
If I'm the Trojans, I'm wrenching up the pressure right now, full court. By the way, the Trojans lose this game. You can point to this right here.
Turnovers.
16 turnovers. It's just absolutely killed them.
Usually take care of it. A little out of character tonight.
Connor Kennett's got a... what has he got on his hand? That's.
I think he's had that on all game, but I could be wrong.
I don't
all right, know. Here we go. 30 seconds. Harrison inbounds in a tie game. 52-52. Pass to Chuck on the far sideline. Chuck dribbles towards center court. Passes to Young. 19 seconds. Here's Neiman. Guarded by Hotel. Off to the right for Young. 13 seconds. Young holding. Not dribbling. Now dribbles. 8 seconds. Young back towards center court. Young will dribble. Inside. Passes outside. Kennett for three. No good. Rebounded by Messmore. And we're going to OT. Free basketball coming your way here at the Harrison High School Activity Center tonight. Stay tuned. We'll be back with overtime on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Don't let pain slow you down. Whether you're a competitive athlete or simply feeling the aches and pains of aging, Margaret Mary Health's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. William McDonald, can care for your bone and joint health. He treats patients of all ages and offers both surgical and non-surgical solutions for injuries and pain. Dr. McDonald sees patients at Margaret Mary's Physician Center in Batesville. To learn more, visit mmhealth.org/ortho.
With 60 years of experience under our belt, we know a thing or two about the Ford F-Series.
This knowledge has helped us become the number one volume super duty dealership in the tri-state for 4 straight years. We are your ultimate truck destination for a reason. Choose a Super Duty or world-famous F-150 from Hag Ford in 2020. Hag Ford, we are the difference. Shop online at hagfordsales.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Bo. Get all the news, weather, and traffic you need to start your day with me on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
How about this, Chuck, as we start overtime? You and I are just realizing East Central had all of 2 points in that fourth quarter.
Man.
Yikes. 52-52 at the start of overtime. That was a wide-open three-point shot by Connor Kennett as time expired there at the end of the fourth quarter. Just didn't knock it down. But a good open shot for Harrison. They look a little out of sorts with about 8 seconds there, but
yes, they
did eventually get an open shot to try and win it. There we go. Harrison wins the tip-off. Neiman goes up, grabs it. He was a big part of that Harrison comeback as they were down 14 but chipped away and were able to tie it up. And here we are in OT. 4-minute overtime in Ohio. Young stops, pops. I don't think they're going to count that, but he will go to the line to shoot two.
Bad news. I think that's 4 on Rohrbacher, I believe, or is that 5?
He's walking toward
the
bench.
That's 5.
He's out. That'll be the night for Logan Rohrbacher. He'll end it with 7 points and 5 personal fouls. Missed about 19 seconds into OT.
That is a huge loss.
He's a primary ball handler for East Central.
Absolutely, and Coach Disbrow is not a bit
happy.
They've
not handled the ball well to begin with tonight, as you mentioned not long ago, the 16 turnovers. C.J. Young at the free throw line for a 1-1 for Harrison. It's the first. He'll get another attempt coming up. That breaks the tie. Harrison now leads 53-52.
He's
is that the first Harrison lead of the night, I believe it is?
Yes, absolutely. It's 4 for 6.
And he'll hit 5 for 7. 54-52, Harrison. Westmore passes it ahead. Here's Becker on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Passes into backcourt for Collinsworth. Off to the right side for Westmore. A.J. to the bucket. Off the glass, no good. It gets his own miss. Rebound up and with it. Westmore sticking with it. A great stick-to-itiveness by A.J. Westmore. Ties it up at 54 all. Harrison slowing it down. 3 minutes, 5 seconds in OT. Just holding it at midcourt. Dribbling is Cole Combs. East Central not coming out to defend. Finally, coming out, puts the pressure on is Jaden Dennis. Here's Matthew Chuck for Harrison. Left side, passes into the backcourt for Hayden Bill. Back to Chuck, near sideline. Cross-court pass for Combs. Into the corner for Kennett. Combs reversing it around the perimeter all the way into the left corner for Bill. Bill guarded by Becker. Passes to Kennett at the top of the key. Back to Bill. Left side, C.J. Young will make a baseline move. Fadeaway jump shot. Good-looking shot. Did not fall for him, however. Jaden Dennis has the rebound for East Central. Becker will be running things on the point, it appears. Spinning into the lane and will draw a foul with 2:14 to go in the overtime. 19th foul on Harrison will put Becker at the line for a 1-1. That'll be the third personal against Harrison's Matt Chuck.
This is a key for the Trojans in the overtime. Becker's got to come alive. He's only got 1 point on the evening. He's a much better offensive player than that. And he will, you know, we talked about the 4 scorers. He's one of them. He's got to rise to the occasion now if you're a Trojan fan.
East Central's lone senior, Trevor Becker. All-conference player last year as a junior, hoping to repeat that honor. Help his case here. If he can help East Central to an overtime victory on the road here at Harrison, he does break the tie with the first free throw made. 55-54, East Central now leads.
And bring out Mesmore. They don't want him to get in foul trouble. Disbrow's going to go offense, defense.
Becker's second free throw is good. 56-54. East Central, 2-11.
And they got Neiman in.
OT.
Neiman's coach doing the same thing. Neiman on defense. He's out. Offense, he's in when they can do it. He's being face guarded right now.
Young passes to the right for Chuck. Up top for Kennett. Kennett to the right for Young in front of the Harrison bench. Takes one dribble, picks it up. Guarded by Becker. Passes it away to Kennett on the right side. He's guarded by Collinsworth. Three-point shot by Kennett. It's too strong off the glass. Picked up for an offensive board by Cole Combs after it bounces once on the floor. Passes to Young. Back to Combs. Now it's Neiman between the circles. Trying to cross over his defender. Gives it up for Young. Three-point shot. No good. Another offensive rebound. This time, Matthew Chuck making the hustle play. Ball passed around. Young shot in the lane. No good. Ball's loose. Bodies flying everywhere. Finally controlling it for East Central is Aiden Necton. Trojans call a timeout quickly. Football game broke out there for a moment. Your bodies flying all over the place. Thought one was going to come at us there for a moment.
They had,
as it is,
three offensive rebounds that time and didn't come up with the score.
56-54. East Central retains that two-point lead with 1:17 to play in overtime. Timeout Trojans. Timeout presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Chuck, how about a Wardway Fuels players fueling their team tonight? If you had to name a player fueling their team for East Central, A.J. Messmore.
That's not a bad choice. He's done a real nice job and stepped up there in the overtime.
22 points tonight.
Yep.
For AJ, leading all scores. As for the Harrison Wildcats, fueling their team, CJ Young, 18 points tonight for the Wildcats.
And
that's your Wardway Fuels players fueling their team. Wardway Fuels is your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com.
Neiman's also stepped up for the Harrison Wildcats in the second half. He's got, what, 17? All but four coming in the second half.
1:17 to play in overtime. East Central leading by two, 56-54. Harrison will press. Coming out of this timeout. Ball inbounded to Becker. Harrison will peel off the press. Neiman will follow Becker down the court. Becker passes to Collinsworth at the top of the key, then back outside to Collinsworth. 1:05 to go. Pass to the left side for Messmore. Messmore dribbles inside, puts up a shot, draws the foul, go to the line to shoot two. A.J. Messmore continuing his big night, hopefully at the free throw line. 1:01 on the clock.
4 for 5 so far.
Messmore averaging 13.5 points per game this season at the free throw line. This year has been a 71% free throw shooter. Hits the first one there. Gets the East Central lead to 3. Hotel checks back in. Coming off the court for East Central is Jaden Dennis. That's the 10th team foul on Harrison, by the way. East Central in the double bonus for the remainder. Both free throws made by Messmore. It gets the East Central lead to 4, 58-54. Inside a minute to play now. Up top, Combs off to the right for Kennett. Back to Combs. Back to Kennett. Kennett dribbling, hands it off for Young. Young takes a dribble to the top of the key, then gives it to Combs. Combs attacks the basket, puts it in off the glass, and rattles it home for two.
Nice job by Combs, taking it to the rack.
35 seconds to go. Two-point lead for East Central. Working against that press. Aiden Necht gets tied up and gets fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot two. Necht, the 5'11 junior for the Trojans. A big opportunity here at the free throw line for the Trojans. Harrison fans hoping for a couple misses by Necht here, but Necht will let him down as he hits the first. Another one to come on the two-shot foul. If you're wondering, East Central has 18 fouls, so if Harrison's fouled one more time, they will only have a 1-1. Next second free throw, no good. 59-56 is the score. Harrison with the rebound, 30 seconds to go. Combs will come across midcourt, using a screen from Neiman passes to the left for Young. Back to Combs. Thought about a three for a moment. Passes to Young on the near side. Back to Combs. Right side, Kennett. Dribbles into the lane. Loses the ball for a second. Passes to Neiman in the corner for three. No good. 9 seconds remain on the clock. East Central gets the rebound. Next comes up with it and then is fouled quickly as he tried to pass it away, but the foul was committed first. We'll see Next go to the line to shoot two more for East Central with 8 seconds to go in overtime. And the Trojans already leading by three.
One for two. He'll be...
Well, we thought
he's got just got to make one.
Do the math. That's all it would take. 59-56 is the score with 8 seconds to go and Aiden Necht at the line for East Central. Looked like it was going to be East Central running away with it for a moment there in the third quarter, but Harrison fought back. Wildcats clawing their way into it and tying it up at the end of regulation, and here we are in overtime, but Next, first free throw, no good. To make this one, he makes it a two-possession game. And it's no good either. And a timeout called by Harrison. That last foul, by the way, was the fifth personal foul on Cole Combs, so his night's done. 7.7 seconds remain after the rebound by Harrison and the timeout signal. So the Harrison Wildcats will have an opportunity to get down the court and have a three-pointer perhaps to tie it up, send it to double OT. If you're East Central, do you entertain fouling?
Absolutely. You sure do. It's a 1-1, so you put pressure, make them take a little time. They get in the front court and then foul. Now, 7 seconds, long time. You want to do that usually under five, I think.
7 seconds out of this timeout. It'll be Harrison having to go the length of the court. 59-56, C Central leading by three in this battle of I-74 and boys basketball here at Harrison High School tonight. Stay tuned after this game goes final for the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan postgame show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business.
They got
Coach
Neiman.
Andy Marks out on the court giving his team some final instructions. Again, they got to go the length of the court. They have 7.7 seconds to get down the court. Get a three-point shot off.
Hotel's done a great job on Neiman face guarding him.
Inbounded to Kennett. East Central not going to foul, at least not right away. Kennett dribbles into the corner. Three-point shot. Short. Rebound. Ball's caught. Put in for two at the buzzer by Chuck. However, they needed three.
Yeah.
And the game ends 59-58 in the final. East Central decided not to foul. Kennett got the three-point shot kind of off balance. He was open, but off balance, and it was well short, but there to clean it up was Chuck. Chuck able to catch and shoot all in the same motion, but it was only for two. They needed three. It ends with the slimmest of margins, 59-58. The Trojans escape Harrison with the victory tonight. East Central improves to 9-5 on the season. Harrison falls to 6-8. We'll take a break back with the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan postgame show after this on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army.
Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe,
the Army is where all that can happen and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together
to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world.
And to win.
Ask yourself, what's your warrior?
And go to GoArmy.com to find out.
For more information, call 812-209-8208 or stop by the Lawrenceburg Army Recruiting Center at 211 Walnut Street.
Ivy Tech Community College is very affordable. It has some fantastic teachers, and the advising staff is amazing. I'm Andrew, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more or enroll today at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey,
sports ball fans. This is Lori with Eagle Country 99.3, and my friend Gary Trable is a proud sponsor of this sportscast and your athlete. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and be the star of your game with a warranty forever from Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet.
Hi, everyone. This is Dearborn County Sheriff Shane McHenry. This year, there have been 294 arrests for operating a vehicle while intoxicated in Dearborn County. Driving buzzed or drunk is just not worth it. It's putting yourself and others' safety at risk, not to mention losing your license and the thousands of dollars it can cost you after being arrested. Please drink responsibly and use a designated driver to get home safely. Let's work together to keep our county safe. This message is brought to you by Dearborn County CASA, your local council for drug-free communities.
Trust your propane and heating oil needs to Ward Way Fuels. At Ward Way, we're dedicated to keeping you warm and comfortable all winter. With our automatic delivery service, you have the peace of mind knowing your propane or oil supply is safe and sufficient. Ward Way's low prices and fast, friendly service makes them your first choice for oil and propane. Family owned and operated since 1981, we're Ward Way Fuels, fueling your warmth and comfort all year long.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated! Dearborn County.
We're here with Joe Earhart, physician assistant with Dr. David Argo at Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Joe, what are some of the new non-surgical ways that you guys are using to treat patients?
A growing topic in orthopedics is something called regenerative medicine. You can think of it as the opposite of degeneration, such as a degenerative joint. Regenerative therapies use the body's own natural processes to rebuild the joint or damaged tissue.
So it's a huge advantage for the patient.
Absolutely. It doesn't require surgery. The patient can come in and go home the same day. To find out if you're a candidate, visit us at beaconortho.com.
Hey, it's Happy Jack. Hang out with me every weekday from 10 to 2, where the laughs and smiles are always free on Eagle Country 99.3.
This is the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan postgame show, the most trusted name in the car business, with Chuck Thomas. I'm Mike Krilleberg. Overtime final tonight, East Central comes to Harrison and gets away with the one-point victory in OT, 59-58, the final score. Harrison had a chance to tie it at the end of overtime, but a three-point attempt by Connor Kennett, no good. And a two-point shot made quickly after the missed three-pointer by
Chuck, wasn't it?
Yeah, Matthew Chuck. And that's how the game ended. Harrison down by as many as 14 in the second half, fought their way back to tie it up at the end of regulation. And they did have a chance to win it in regulation as well, as they had the final possession at the fourth quarter, but that was a shot that didn't fall for them either. Well, Chuck, how about a look at our Hag Ford keys to the game now that it's all said and done?
Well, we said that they had to do a good job on Harrison, that is. It has to do a good job on Collinsworth. They did in the second half, held him to 6 points. That was one of the reasons they were able to come back like they did. Also, they had to control the pace, which they sort of did from time to time. But the big story tonight for me is the turnovers. East Central turned the ball over like 16 times.
Oh, I think it was more like 22.
That's Coach Disbro. And
he's going to give us his thoughts. Chuck, go ahead and hand your headset over there. By the way, that's your Hag Ford keys to the game. Hag Ford's been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand-new Ford today. Check them out at hagfordsales.com. Coach Disbro, you guys get the victory, 59-58 in this one, but it looked like you might have been able to walk away with it comfortably at one point there in the second half, but Harrison, you guys didn't exactly slam the door shut. They were able to fight their way back into it. But nonetheless, you get the victory, and that's a priority number one, right?
And that's the big thing. Yeah, and that's what I told them. It's hard to win high school basketball games. It's hard to win a Harrison East Central game.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to win a Harrison East Central game on the road. And that's what we just did. But it feels kind of like maybe you didn't win because of the mistakes that we made, especially in the fourth quarter and still in overtime. Aiden Kinnett's in there beating himself up because he missed three free throws. But what I told them was we still got three stops on one possession, and we still got more stops than we probably did in the third quarter in that overtime, and we did enough to win the game.
coach, you won, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I know I used to do that and get upset and stuff. Bottom line is you won the game, and
yes,
that's important. I was surprised at your turnovers. Haven't seen that. That was crazy. Their defense was good.
It is good.
But sometimes some of those were unforced. You know,
especially late.
Yeah.
On both sides, throwing the ball to somebody who's not there, not jump stopping. You know, why are we doing what we're doing? And we've turned the ball over way too much this year.
Well, I know this. I've watched so many Harrison East Central games. You're 17-3 against them. I know very few that ever came easy. No matter where, even if it's 8 or 10 point result at the end. And we were talking, Mike and I were talking, it never, ever comes easy.
Doesn't matter what the other team's record is. You'll think that the wrong team's winning the game. You know, crazy things have happened. I remember Adam Weber getting taken out under there. I remember the old gym when Coach Snodgrass threw the ball left-handed over and back into their student section. It's crazy. It's hard to win this game. And those kids just did that on this floor, so that's a big thing.
How about the play of A.J. Messmore tonight, 24 points for him?
He came out and shot it really well. The Harrison stats have him for 4 for 6 from 3 and 3 for 4 from 2, and he made 6 of 7 free throws. He had 24 points, and he had to because we didn't get a lot of offensive production from Logan or from Trevor. Luke started out pretty well. He had, I think, 11 at halftime and ended up with 16. So he's 5 shy, and hopefully he gets that next Friday night. But A.J. Messmore had a really nice game.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot. Congratulations on your 6th consecutive victory over Harrison and your 5th consecutive victory in this stretch of the season. And looking ahead to Columbus East, you got them as your next game on January 31st. And then you kind of start to get into a critical conference stretch there. And we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Dave Disbro, head coach of the East Central Trojans. His team a winner in overtime tonight against Harrison, 59-58. How about our Stars of the Game presented by Gary Trable, your local sales expert at Herlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. Star of the Game for East Central. How can you not go with A.J. Messmore? 24 points for him tonight. As for Harrison, C.J. Young, he led them in scoring with 18. The Stars of the Game presented by Gary Trable. Stop and see Gary at Herlinger Chevrolet the next time you're shopping for a new vehicle, and see why 26 years of repeat customers keep coming back to see the number one new Chevy salesman in the tri-state. Chuck, how about a look at our Ivy Tech Community College post-game stats highlights?
All right, let's go with the rebounds. 27 rebounds for East Central, 4 were offensive rebounds. I had them for 16 or 17 turnovers. Coach Disbro and the Harrison stats had them for 20. We knew that's way too many. Big scorers for tonight, 24, as you mentioned, A.J. Messmore. 4 of those in that crucial overtime period. 7 points for Rohrbacher. He also had several assists, however. And then 16 for Big Luke, who played really well the first half. 10 of those points in the first half that got that lead for the Trojans. For Harrison, scorers were Neiman with 17. He came up with 13 in the second half. He did a nice job. 11 for Kennett, Connor Kennett, 11. 18 for C.J. Young, who played well, and they had 22 rebounds, 8 of which were offensive rebounds. Only 7 turnovers on the evening for the Wildcats. Very good turnover ratio.
Ivy Tech Community College post-game stats report. Do the math and see why Ivy Tech makes financial sense for pursuing your degree. Campuses conveniently located in Lawrenceburg and Batesville. Learn more at ivytech.edu. In the Wardway Fuels, player who fueled their team tonight, how about Will Neiman for Harrison? 17 points for him tonight. He was a big reason Harrison was able to come down
half,
from 14
absolutely.
Down. He was big in the third and fourth quarters for the Wildcats. So Will Neiman, the Wardway Fuels player who fueled their team. Wardway Fuels is your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit wardway.com. And also, thanks to another one of our sponsors, that's Dearborn County CASA, the sponsor of the Starting Lineup to Live. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together we are stronger. Visit DearbornCountyCASA.com. Dave Disbro, head coach of the Trojans, improves to 17-4 in his career against Harrison. East Central, they've won 5 straight games now.
Next game up, Columbus East, then North Decatur, and then Lawrenceburg on February 6th. A game you'll hear live right here on Eagle Country 99.3, EIAC Dearborn County Showdown. Chuck, any final thoughts from you before we say goodbye?
No, you know, every time it looks like it's going to be a no contest, it's always, like we said, a gritty battle, physical, all the way to the end, and that's what we got tonight.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Pleasure working with you once again this evening. We'll be seeing you down the road. Got to thank a few other folks who helped us out with the broadcast tonight. Thank Mark Meibers, the AD here at Harrison High School, and his staff for setting us up with everything we needed here courtside to bring you the broadcast tonight. Also, thanks to the head coaches of the two teams, Andy Marks of Harrison, Dave Disbro of East Central, for their interviews and everything else they helped us with, insights and all that. Got to thank the man back in the studio. That's Pete Arnold. Pete, back at the Eagle's Nest, thanks for coming out, pushing the buttons at the on the board tonight for us. And we got to thank our sponsors as well. You've heard their commercials and live mentions throughout the broadcast tonight. Next time you visit one of those great local businesses, please let them know that you appreciate their support of high school sports on your hometown station. That's going to do it for us from the Harrison High School Activity Center, where tonight the East Central Trojans survive in overtime against Harrison, 59-58, the final. This is high school basketball on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com, and so long.
You've been listening to a hometown tradition, high school sports on your hometown radio station. The games on Eagle Country 99.3 are powered by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the City of Lawrenceburg, Dearborn County Health Department, the Ville Pharmacies in Dillsboro, Rising Sun, and Lawrenceburg, Garing Heating and Cooling, Ag Ford, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, U.S. Army Lawrenceburg Recruiting Station, Dearborn County Citizens Against Substance Abuse, Safe Passage, Wardway Fuels, St. Elizabeth Healthcare, and Whitewater Motor Company in Milan. Thank you for listening, and join us next time for a hometown tradition. High school sports on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.